Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of Mystic Butterfly Podcast. My name is Jana and I will be your host. I am so happy and grateful that you are listening today. I wanted to do this for quite a while now and here I finally am and talking with you. It's so exciting. Well, this episode is a little introduction of my work, and I am going to tell you what we will be talking about in the upcoming podcasts. I will tell you a little bit about myself, my journey, and of course about Mystic Butterfly. So let's begin. I was born in Slovakia, a little country in the heart of Europe, but I currently live in the United Kingdom. I consider myself a citizen of the universe, and quite frankly, that's who we all are. A free spirit having this beautiful human experience, which is so exciting and quite adventurous. I sometimes struggle when people ask me what I do, because I believe our job title doesn't really define us, and there are so many things I have always been very excited about beside a job that pays my bills. So my answer to that question would be, I consider myself being an artist. But since we live in this dimension where we like the titles and we give ourselves the labels sometimes, I would say I'm a bit of a writer, a spiritual life coach, a musician, a traveler, an explorer of the mysteries of the universe. So I think that would summarize it a little bit. I am so in love with nature, and this is one of the reasons I love everything mystical and magical, and I love fairies, elves, and any nature spirits. And I feel their presence deeply when I'm in nature, and this always brings so much happiness to my soul. One of my hobbies is also flying. I am a private pilot, and I love taking aeroplanes up to the skies and enjoy the beauty of our planet Earth from a higher perspective. Exciting news is, I will be bringing on this podcast some of my friends who also fly to share with you a bit of their journeys and tell you a little bit about this amazing hobby some of us have. Well, going back to my childhood, ever since I can remember, I have been on quite an interesting journey, actually. I remember so clearly the early encounters of my strong, vivid intuition and so-called knowings. They were quite amazing, but often unexplainable to my childhood self. I often perceived myself as weird, and I thought that perhaps there must be something wrong with me. I kept wondering, how is it possible that something would just flash in my mind? It could be like a strong knowing or an image, and within a short period of time, it would become reality. Well, at the time, I didn't know. I was experiencing quite a vivid precognitions and premonitions. I was picking up on people's emotions very easily. And all these sensitivities were really freaking me out. Didn't know how to deal with it at the time. And it also made me a little bit introverted and brought so many fears into my life. Well, the truth is I'm naturally an introvert anyway, which suits me well. But a little downside for us introverts is we have a tendency to overthink everything sometimes, and even to the point of exhaustion. So that was the case for me for so many years. And I used to live in so much fear and worry all the time, what people were thinking about me. And it still bothers me sometimes, but not to that extent, comparing to when I was younger.